NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. On the eve of the midterm elections, candidates are set for a final flurry of campaigning as Republicans make a push to take control of one or both houses of Congress, and Democrats try to turn out enough votes to maintain their majorities. President Obama is urging Democratic voters to ignore the predictions of pundits.
You can defy the conventional wisdom. The kind of conventional wisdom, the stale wisdom, that says you can't overcome cynicism in our politics.
The president at a rally in Cleveland. Andrew Gillespie, a political science professor at Emory University, says there's a disconnect between the president's rhetoric on the stump and the difficulties of governing, with the GOP expected to gain control of one or both houses of Congress.
So people are going to have to get accustomed to seeing him bogged down in minutiae and having to make compromises and negotiate with people.
The president is back at the White House today. A team of U.S. investigators is heading to Yemen to help with the probe into the air cargo package bombs that were intercepted last week. One of them in Britain. Larry Miller reports the British government is looking for ways to toughen screening of air cargo after nearly missing the package bomb, which was destined for the U.S.
Home Secretary Theresa May says there'll be changes.
Well, certainly we have to be looking at our processes of searching and how we detect these devices.
The British Airline Pilots Association says it's warned for years about unchecked cargo flights. The explosives found in Dubai were on a passenger flight. The Daily Telegraph reports the printer discovered in England also started its journey on a passenger plane. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
What was once Hurricane Tomas is now a tropical storm, but it could pose a threat later this week to Haiti, which has yet to recover from last winter's earthquake. NPR's Greg Allen in Miami says forecasters believe Tomas could regain hurricane strength.
Currently, Tomas is on a westward path south of the island of Hispaniola. There were a few deaths, flooding, and wind damage when Tomas swept over islands in the eastern Caribbean while still a hurricane Sunday. Since then, Tomas has lost strength as it's run into strong upper-level wind shear from the west. That same wind shear is expected by Thursday or Friday to turn the storm system north. National Hurricane Center spokesperson Dennis Feltkin says while the timing of the turn is uncertain, Haiti is almost certain to be affected.
Regardless of whether the actual core of the storm goes over Haiti, we would anticipate that it would be impacted at the very least with the potential for very heavy rainfall.
That's causing concern in a country where more than a million people are living under tarps and one which is now grappling with a cholera outbreak. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Commerce Department says Americans slowed their spending in September to the weakest pace in 3 months. Personal spending rose at an annual rate of just 0.2%. That's below the 0.5% gains in the previous 2 months. This is NPR News. At least 52 people are dead in Baghdad, where Iraqi security forces stormed a Catholic church where militants were holding more than 100 hostages. The incident began when militants wearing suicide vests and brandishing grenades attacked the Iraqi stock exchange. Then they entered the church. Among those killed in the shootout when the storming occurred was a priest and at least 10 police officers. Opening arguments are set today in Austin, Texas, in the trial of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. He's charged with money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Matt Largy of member station KUT says if convicted, DeLay could face a sentence of up to life in prison.
It's been 5 years since DeLay was indicted on charges that he conspired to illegally funnel corporate donations to state legislative candidates in Texas. The case has been held up by pretrial wrangling. The charges ended DeLay's political career, though he denies he did anything wrong. The list of expected witnesses includes a parade of business and political A-listers, including corporate executives, state lawmakers, and lobbyists. That includes former associates of lobbyist Jack Abramov, who pleaded guilty to conspiring to bribe public officials in 2006. DeLay had faced potential federal corruption charges stemming from his dealings with Abramov, but the Justice Department gave up that case earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
Ted Sorensen is dead at the age of 82. Sorensen was speechwriter and a top aide to President John F. Kennedy. Historian Stephen Hess with the Brookings Institution says Sorensen was integral to the style of the late president.
Ted Sorensen might have denied it himself. He truly invented the Kennedy style and is importantly responsible for one of the greatest speeches, the inaugural speech of 1961.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for